हरे कृष्ण। इन दी श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 आफ्टर द इन्वोकेशन प्रेयर्स द वर्स नैमिषे अनिमिष क्षेत्रे ऋषयः शौनकादयः सत्रम सर्गवाय लोकाय सहस्र सममासत। That at Naimisharanya, the sages had gathered with a desire to do a sacrifice for the welfare, for the pleasure of the Lord and the welfare of all the people for 1,000 years. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes the definition of a rishi. Now, I had my own conception of a rishi after seeing some TV serials. But then the understanding of a rishi tattva was so beautifully brought in that. Before that, even interestingly, why the sages chose Naimisharanya is also given. That was the hub of the whole universe. And whatever done there, the demoniac influence throughout the creation could be brought down by performing activity there. That was the logic behind choosing intelligently a spot. And I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada also, even though Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sent his disciples to London, because at that time London was the hub of the whole planet, because the British Empire, as they say, sun never sets on the British Empire. They practically had influence over the planet, practically. But Prabhupada as a Saragrahi understood the essence of that instruction and in 1965 went to America, which was at that time the hub of this whole planet. In the sense, whatever happened there, that was a happening place. And they had the influence over the whole planet. Whatever happened in America, everyone would just follow. And Srila Prabhupada also very intelligently chose a right spot, the hub of the whole planet, so that in least time, with the best effort, he could have influence over the whole planet at the earliest, quickest possible way. And also, Prabhupada mentions three characteristics of a rishi. After seeing that, my appreciation for Srila Prabhupada as the modern day rishi really increased. The first quality, he says, the sages are very much anxious when they see the suffering of the world. They want to do something for the good of the world. So that genuine concern, paradukha dukhi, genuine concern for the sufferings, vasudhaiva kutumbakam, the whole planet, anyone suffering anywhere on this planet, the whole planet is seen as an extended family. And therefore, if any one family member is upset, you feel bad, you feel distressed. That is the first quality, genuine concern. People throughout the world have so many welfare organizations because they are concerned. Concern may be there in many people for the extended family, but practically no one has any clue about what is the best welfare work for the humanity at large. And he mentions Forgetful men have no understanding of what is the best process for peace and prosperity, but the sages know it well. So this is the second aspect. They are fully convinced and aware of what is the activity that would relieve the whole humanity of all their sufferings. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, there's only one problem in this whole world, lack of Krishna consciousness. And there's only one solution for all the problems, Krishna consciousness. Thirdly, yes, probably we may have a little bit of some concern. There are many persons who are convinced about this. But the third, he says, at the risk of great personal inconvenience, they extend themselves to do good for the suffering humanity. And Srila Prabhupada's life is a practical example of that. You know, advanced age, so many poverty, sickness. I call it the triple C formula of genuine concern, complete conviction, and heartfelt compassion. Now, Prabhupada's concern, it's one thing to just feel concern. Recently, the GBC Devotee Care Manual on Devotee Care has come out with a standard system for devotee care. And it mentions there two aspects of care. Care as a virtue and care as a service. Care as a virtue. At least one should develop a genuine concern. And that internal concern is manifested externally as a system of care. Srila Prabhupada had genuine concern for the sufferings of the people and wanted to have welfare activity done for them. And the external manifestation of that concern was the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that even after him, his concern for the care of people would go on. So, care as a virtue and care as a service. Mere system will collapse if the virtue is of compassion, concern is not there. And mere concern without a system for practical care is also simply lip service. And therefore, as a real rishi, as a modern day sage, he actually showed his concern by establishing a system, as Vinny expressed, as a boat, as Tulsi Prabhu explained about this shelter for all time to come, to the extent we can have that virtue of concern and to carry on this. His conviction was manifested, as we saw in this lecture itself, piercing clarity. In the foggy atmosphere of Kali Yuga, he had that piercing clarity. And what conviction! When he spoke, since it came from the deep-rooted conviction of his heart, it could actually penetrate the core of the heart of anyone who was sincere enough and open enough to actually allow his heart to open to the message to sink in. And therefore, immediately people accepted his words. And thankfully, his convictions have been documented in the form of his books. So not only a society which which is a manifestation of his concern. But his books, his words, which are external manifestation of his deep-rooted conviction that only Krishna consciousness, in its broadest perspective and the deepest understanding, not superficial ritual as it was expressed, not just the external rituals, but the essence of Krishna consciousness is presented in those books for the sincere seekers for all time to come. And his compassion, sometimes I used to get this feeling, if Narada were to come into this world today, what strategy he would adopt? I used to speculate, ocean of speculation. If Narada were to come today, by chance, what would he do? Where would he move first? Whom would he approach? What will he say? But there was an article in one of the BTG comparing Narada Muni to Prabhupada. That is parampara. Parampara is keeping your head in the clouds but feet on the ground. The most dizzy philosophy, anarpita charinchira, unnata ujjula rasam, the highest philosophy ever. While reading, your head may go to the clouds, but the purports bring the feet on the ground. So much practical, so realistic. You don't have to speculate what would Narada do if he were to come in the late 60s and early 70s. This is what he would do, what Prabhupada did. He would fly. He flew, actually, all over and spoke. So, my appreciation for the contribution of one, as Tapas Prabhu said, Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. Devaki Nandan in his beautiful prayer says, each of Mahaprabhu's followers, they have the power to deliver the whole universe. Not Vasudev Datta alone. Each one of his, Lord Chaitanya's sincere, empowered followers have the power to deliver the whole universe. Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. Each one of these. And so we don't have to speculate and go far beyond to understand what does it mean to have a pure devotee in the midst. Thanks to Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he has sent for our benefit as such a pure devotee in such close proximity that we can appreciate. And my sincere prayer at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada on this auspicious day of his disappearance, where he left behind such an amazing institution of care, his books to give clarity and conviction, and his life's example to understand what true compassion is, that as Rishi Rin, that we are supposed to pay back the dead to the rishis, I pray that I may develop at least a drop of concern, rather than being concerned all about myself, develop concern for at least the immediate neighbors. Concern and conviction, at least one notch up, that actually there is only one problem, lack of Krishna consciousness, and there is only one solution, Krishna consciousness. And I may extend myself slightly, at least coming from out of my comfort zone, to extend that compassion as an instrument of his compassion to affect the heart of at least one living entity to take up the process. I hope at least if one few drops of concern, conviction and compassion comes, I think that would be best way I can express my gratitude. Otherwise, expressing gratitude again would be lip service. I pray for the good intelligence and the strength that I may be able to do following that footsteps. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Radha Gopinath.